How are you?
Very well. You know, I was talking to an old mate yesterday about golf, and he's a very experienced golfer, and he was saying one of the things, because I'm not a very long hitter, and I tend not to use the driver off the tee, and he said the most important thing is that when you've got somebody next to you who can really bang a ball, is not to, A, try and emulate them, and B, not compare yourself to them. And so that comparison aspect is what you want to touch on this morning.
Yeah, that's a great segue. It's perfect, mate. It's everything in life, really, but comparison is the thief of joy, as they say. But in a fitness perspective and just a general physical well-being perspective, people really, unfortunately, subconsciously often, do compare to others. And it's the biggest mistake you'll ever make, and instantly surrounding the whole situation with a negative narrative, like such and such is doing this and at this pace, or such and such walks every day, or look how good he or she looks. It just has to stop. So you've got to make a conscious effort to it's about your journey and your process. So once we start getting into that routine of not looking around to see what other people are doing, and if you're in a gym setting, of course, very prominent there as well. So just continue to follow your journey and love your process. And then that's when 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, you might look up and go, well, I've come a long way. But if we're rushing it and we're comparing, it's just not going to come.
No, well, that comparison thing, that's going to be an issue, obviously, in the office today too, because I've got my shorts on today. So, everybody's
going to
be
looking at your legs.
I know.
And going, they are two of the greatest pins I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And they're just going to think, well, they can't do what I've done with these magnificent legs. So,
Well, there's comparing, and then there's just absolutely brilliant DNA, which Robbo has as well.
Yeah, indeed. No, look, it is a great thought, because it's so easy to do, but you've just got to run your own race, no pun intended.
No, unfortunately, it's definitely subconscious most of the time, which is why it's even harder to change it. So that's why I've just got to be onto it. You take responsibility for yourself, and you write down your own goals and stuff you want to do, and you forget about everyone else as far as where they're at in their journey, because it's all about you. I promise you do this for a few months, and if you've never been one to stick to any exercise regime, it makes it 1 billion times easier to stick to, because you're not worrying about anything. It's just you. So it makes it so simple.
Yeah, well, the only comparison is yourself. And as you say, in 3 months, when you look back at where you were at and what you're at now, whatever it is that you're doing, there's a great sense of achievement and pride there too.
It's so true. It's important for everyone, but very important for the guys and girls starting out or wanting to start out and that have been maybe sedentary for a long time. It is crucial that you guys take this advice. If I've ever said anything, listen to this. This is definitely probably the most important.
Fantastic. Hey, Rick, have a great week. And what's the latest down there with you guys? When are the gyms opening?
Gyms are open next week, I think, mate, but a very limited capacity. So I'm not sure what other big gyms are going to do. It's probably going to be hard to be viable for a long time. But no, everything's going good, mate. We're able to have a beer and a coffee now. And so a bit of normality. And obviously, the sun out yesterday, the Melbourne was cranking along, so let's hope that it continues that way.
I reckon you need to start doing your exercise regimes in the pub. You can get more people in then.
Oh, geez, it'd be good, wouldn't it? Hey. We can make a dollar out of that somehow. Yeah. We all just keep moving, legends, and note, don't ever compare, ever.
Exactly. All right, Rick, talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo. See you, mate.